We're going to cause trouble.
Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline.
We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything. I was looking at this story by Mike Clay and ESPN about the projections for the top NFL rookie leaders in huge categories. Top five in passing, rushing, receiving, sacks, interceptions, and so much more. So I thought I'd blaze through it with you a little bit and see what you think. As far as passing yards and touchdowns, he ranked the top five Kenny Pickett of the Steelers. Number two, Matt Corral with the Panthers. Number three, Desmond Ridder with the Falcons. Number four, Malik Willis with the Titans. And number five, Sam Howell with the Commanders. So the bottom line is he ranked Willis and Howell 4 and 5, and their projections were so bad, I won't even mention them. So let's focus on the top three. Pickett was number one with the Steelers. He projected him at 2,308 yards and 12 touchdowns. Matt Corral with the Panthers, he projected at 1,931 yards and 9 touchdowns. And Desmond Ridder was third with the Falcons, 1,791 yards and 10 touchdowns. So the bottom line is, that's if they play. That's if they get in. I mean, I've seen all this stuff about Pickett starting for the Steelers, and right now he's number three in reps. He's the third stringer. And, I mean, they got, bottom line, Mitch Trubisky, Mason Rudolph, and then Pickett. And that's how they've been at OTA. So he has to catch up. He has to do better. He has to beat out Trubisky at camp this summer in Latrobe, or he's not going to have any of those numbers. From, like, 2011 to 2021, 30 of 37, that's 81% of first-round quarterbacks, took over as the starter prior to week 10, and 46% of them started in week 1. So this guy's projection is for 10 starts. If Pickett were to make 10 starts, he would rank 19th, and then touchdown pass projection would be 16th among first-round quarterbacks over the last 10 years. Of course, Ridder, Willis, and Corral were selected in the third round. Ridder and Corral have to try to get playing time over Mariota and Sam Darnold, respectively. Ridder and Corral are projected for 8 starts. Willis is behind Tannehill, and they got him barely seeing the field at all. Over the last 10 years, only 3 third-round quarterbacks, Russell Wilson, Davis Mills, and Mike Glennon, have cleared over 1,700 passing yards and 60 TDs in their rookie season. All right, what about rushing yards? He's got Breece Hall with the Jets, number one, at over 1,000 yards. Number two, Damian Pierce of the Texans, 591 yards. Ken Walker III out of Michigan State to the Seahawks, 551 yards. Isaiah Spiller is fourth to the Chargers, 533 yards. And so let's just leave it at those top four. You know, of the 15 to reach 1,000 yards, I mean, that was rookie running backs that have rushed for 1,000 over the last 10 years. 7 of them were first-round picks. Bottom line is, they think that Damian Pierce will get a lot of playing time because he's behind Marlon Mack and Rex Burkhead, guys that are always injured, and they're old. The Kid Walker out of the Spartans program could get playing time, and that depends on if Rashad Penny and Chris Carson stay healthy. There's, you know, durability issues there. Now, what about receiving yards? He's got Drake London, number one with the Falcons, 967 yards, which would be a huge season. Number two, Treylon Burks of the Titans, 893. Number three, Garrett Wilson of the Jets out of Ohio State, 857. And number four, Chris Olave, also out of Ohio State, to the Saints, 847. And Alec Pierce with the Colts, 746 yards projected. I mean, the wide receiver draft pick has become a hot commodity. You look at 4 top 20 wide receivers in 2021 and 6 more in 2022. the 25 receivers picked in the top 20 from like 2011 to 2021 averaged around 686 yards during their rookie seasons. And that jumps to 745 if they take out a couple guys who didn't do anything as rookies, Kevin White and John Ross. The reason he's got Drake London number one is because the Falcons don't have any receivers and he's going to get massive burn. Same thing with the kid Treylon Burks with the Titans. I mean, they got rid of A.J. Brown, so this kid's going to get a lot of playing time. You wonder how much playing time Garrett Wilson will get with the Jets, even though he's a badass because he's got to deal with Elijah Moore, Corey Davis, and Braxton Berrios. But this kid can flat out play Wilson, and he might be better than these guys that the Jets have already slated ahead of him. Olave, meanwhile, was going to have a huge season until New Orleans signed Jarvis Landry. Now they're going to make Landry like a number one target because Michael Thomas is never ready to play. He's always injured. He also did a projection for running back receiving yards. He has James Cook with the Bills at 324 yards, Breece Hall with the Jets, 238, Ken Walker III with the Seahawks, $154. Damian Pierce with the Texans, $134, and Isaiah Spiller with the Chargers, $133. What about touchdowns from scrimmage? He's got Breece Hall, number one with the Jets, with 7. Christian Watson with the Packers, 6. That's a kid out of North Dakota State. Sky Moore with the Chiefs, 6. Treylon Burks with the Titans, 6. And Garrett Wilson with the Jets, 6. Funny, he said that he thought that Wilson wouldn't get tons of playing time, but he's got him still ranked with 6 touchdowns. That's because he knows Wilson is a great receiver and is going to be a stud and is going to get playing time and is going to light it up. In 2019, only 2 rookies had more than 7 touchdowns, none more than 9. 6 of them reached 8 in 2020, and only 2 did it in 21, Jamar Chase and Najee Harris. Now, what about on the defensive side of the ball as far as tackles? He's got Kyle Hamilton, the safety with the Ravens, with 87 at number one. Then Devin Lloyd of the Jaguars at 87, I guess tied with him. Number 3, Lewis Seen of the Vikings, 80. Number 4, Derek Stingley Jr. with the Texans, 71. And then Sauce Gardner of the Jets, 5th with 68. Rookies had over 3,000 tackles last season, which was the fewest since 2015. As far as picks, Sauce Gardner of the Jets leads the way with 2.1. Then number 2, Lewis Seen of the Vikings, 2 picks. 3 would be Kyle Hamilton with the Ravens with 2. Derek Stingley of the Texans, 2. And then Trent McDuffie of the Chiefs, 1.7 picks. Only 14 rooks have reached 4 picks over the last decade. You had Marcus Peters have 8, Casey Hayward Jr. 6, Pat Surtain the second had 4 in their rookie year. As far as sacks, you got Trayvon Walker to Jags, 7.4 sacks. Then Aiden Hutchinson, the prized pick of the Lions, at number 2 with 7.1 sacks. Number 3, the Giants, badass Kayvon Thibodeau, 7 sacks. And then George Karlaftis of the Chiefs, 6.4, and Jermaine Johnson of the Jets out of Florida State with 5.8 sacks projected. There were 98.5 rookie sacks in 2021. Micah Parsons, 13 sacks last season for the Cowboys, were the most by a rookie since Aldon Smith had 14 back in 2011. I mean, look at some of the biggest names in the NFL now that were edge rushers. Myles Garrett had 7 sacks as a rookie. Clowney had none. Chase Young, 7.5. Nick Bosa, 9. Joey Bosa, 10.5. Deion Jordan, 2. Dante Fowler Jr. had none. Cleveland Farrell, 4.5. Bradley Chubb, 12. Ezekiel Ansah, 8. Khalil Mack had only 4. I mean, I got to be honest with you. The guys that I'm most excited to watch in the NFL that are rookies this upcoming season, at least on the defensive side, is obviously Aiden Hutchinson and Kayvon Thibodeau. Chasing quarterbacks around, they're going to be cool. Sauce Gardner, you know, in the secondary for the Jets. All we've heard is ranting and raving about how incredible he is, how amazing he is. And then Derek Stingley Jr., is he overrated or not? I want to see what he does his first year in the league, if he can live up to all the hype and headlines. Kyle Hamilton, big shot, obviously out of Notre Dame, the safety. He's getting rave reviews. Let's see what he's made of. And then, you know, guys offensively that I want to watch. I've heard all this hype about Christian Watson, the kid I mentioned out of North Dakota State. Let's see if he can become the new Julian Edelman. I've heard all this about Sky Moore. Okay, well, let's bring it. Breece Hall, I've seen him play at Iowa State. I want to see him perform at the next level, no doubt about that. And I kind of liked watching the kid Walker III out of Michigan State. I want to see if he transcends his game at the next level. I also am stoked to see Isaiah Spiller go for the Chargers. But the receivers really get me jacked, like Drake London. I love his size, 6'4". He's going to be able to go upstairs and snag passes that are high in the air. Those are my favorite types of receivers. I want to see, frankly, what Wilson and Olave, the two Buckeyes, what they do in the pros for sure. And I'm just losing my mind of the Steelers getting Kenny Pickett. I want to see Pickett play. And I like Trubisky for the price and his age and what he does out of the pocket. But I want to watch Kenny Pickett play pro football for the Steelers after watching him play at Pitt for all these years at Heinz Field. I want to see him in the black and gold playing for my Steelers. I can't wait. I'm glad I'm a season ticket holder. And I'm looking forward to going to the games and seeing him perform at a high level.